You know I'm right. The podcast that uncovers the origin stories of some of the biggest names in media, entertainment, entrepreneurship, sports, and so much more. Nick Durst here along with Joe Calabrese. And Joe, we have the biggest guest we've had yet, emphasis on the big.
Yes, we are very happy to announce that we have the Big Brother 25 winner with us today. So let's not get started. Jag, welcome to the show. We've had a couple of your other former house guests on with us recently, a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago. So we're very, very happy to have you on. First off, congratulations on winning the game. And how are you doing today?
Thank you so much. I'm doing great. I'm on top of the world. Got to see my family and friends recently, and they mean everything to me. So I'm feeling grateful for that.
All right, Joe, I think we are ready to go here. And without further ado, Jag, obviously, you showed that from the jump, opening night in the house, you were ready to go. You were ready to play. Are you ready for this interview right now?
I'm ready to go. Let's get it going.
All right, then let's go. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Let's go. Let's get it going right here. So, Jag, how do you think winning Big Brother is going to impact positively your business, White Falcon Transport?
Winning Big Brother for me, I think has a lot of positives beyond just like on a business level. I was the first sick on the show, and you know, winning Big Brother as a first sick winner, I think is huge for my community. You know, being on Big Brother wasn't a business move by any means, so I haven't even really thought about what it means in that realm. I think my focus has been a lot on my community and the positives that it'll have, hopefully for, you know, my sick community and hopefully the message that I've shared with other folks on that.
Absolutely. Certainly has. I'm sure you're an inspiration to many in your community and outside your community, making a huge historic season and a big win and the most vetoes ever in a season, breaking the record that was held for one season for Michael. So I'm sure he's very upset, but congratulations on that. So, Jag, in the house, obviously, people don't realize at first you have to cook. So what is the best thing you ate in the house?
The best thing? That is tough because there's a lot of great meals that I had. I really loved grilling. You know, they brought the grill into the house at one point. You know, Matt and I were grilling, and that was just a lot. Like, the whole atmosphere was really fun. I think it's not just the food. It's the atmosphere. It's the people. And so that was a really, really fun day, a really, really fun meal for me.
So for you in the house, Jag, what was the way you were able to pass time? What was your favorite thing to do to pass time there?
I mean, I think a lot of it, like, all I really could do was just, like, hang out with all the other house guests. Like, I would just kick it, you know, like, maybe go to the pool, maybe, like, work out, kick it in the hammock, just talk about random things, you know. I think outside of like when there's competitions or you're talking about game, I got to know all of my house guests really well on a personal level, you know, like getting to know little quirks about them, getting to know their family, like about their family, about their childhood and upbringing and like their passions and all of that. And I think that's been such a special part of the entire experience because, you know, I still have those friendships now, even though the game itself is over.
And you always talked about your spirituality, who you are as a person. As you got further along in the game, harder decisions had to be made. So regarding the decision towards the end of the game, you decided to ended up paying off in dividends. You two sat in the final two chairs and you ended up winning the game. So would you have regretted a scenario where you would have had to evict Matt in order to get to the final two to win? Or was the plan always at that point to evict Bowie Jane?
Yeah, I definitely would have regretted that. You know, I think I talked about that, you know, in my speech as well, which is I had to do the right thing. And I knew that sitting next to Matt was going to be tough in terms of securing jury votes. I think he played an incredible, incredible game. And he was very deserving to win the game as well. And ultimately, I wanted to make a decision that I would be proud of, and I hope my family and my community would be proud of as well, because I came in knowing I wanted to play a game with integrity and with loyalty. And Matt was the person that I chose to be loyal to. And that for me was a very, very important decision. And I just couldn't go against who I am.
Absolutely. You stay true to yourself, and it all played out in the end. And you never know. I mean, karma is a real thing. So it could have went the other way if you made that tough decision. But luckily you did not, and it all worked out for you. For you, after coming out of the house and getting your phone back and everything, what's the person that you were most stoked about meeting or that reached out to you and you were like, wow, I can't believe this person knows who I am?
Look, I was honestly just excited to see my siblings, my parents. Like, I know that's probably not the answer you want to hear, but I truly, they are the people I love and care for the most in this world. It's my family. It's my friends. There's a lot of other folks that reached out to, and I'm so, so appreciative of them because I've gotten a lot of support and a lot of positivity. But it really all comes down to my family and my loved ones and my support system. Like, talking to them, FaceTiming them, seeing them for the first time, like that for me is more special than anybody else reaching out.
Absolutely. Great answer. Family first. Love that answer. Last question here for this interview, Jag. In your life, your career, what would you say is your you know I'm right moment? So what I mean by that is a time or place where you wanted to pursue something. You asked somebody for advice. They said, Jag, that's an awful idea. Why would you do that? And you say, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. And ultimately, you will see why it is that I'm right in the end.
Oh, that's an interesting question. That's a great question. I think those moments probably happen to everyone a lot of times in their life. You know, like people sometimes doubt who you are, what you're able to do. And I think that was very true of me as well. I think even Big Brother is a great example of that, you know, like getting onto Big Brother, but also the way I played the game, you know, like I think it was probably really stressful for everyone that was supporting me and watching. They probably thought I was going to get evicted every single week. And I think what was most important to me is like, I never gave up. And that's what mattered the most is through thick and thin, no matter what's happening, if you set your mind to something and you truly you know, never give up, then anything is possible. And I really think my time in the Big Brother house showed me that as well.
From out of the house to back in the house to winning the game. Jag, we really, really appreciate your time. I do have one last quick question, though. There was a 7-person jury this year as opposed to recent years where we've seen the 9-person jury. You won the game by a vote of 5-2. Was there anybody in particular on the jury where you were questioning your connection with said person and you ended up getting their vote and you didn't think you were going to get their vote?
Look, I wasn't sure whose votes I was going to get, in general. You know, I wasn't really questioning my connection with anyone in the jury. It was more so I knew that Matt had really solid connections with everyone in the jury. And so at that point it didn't become, does the jury like me? It's Matt has played an incredible social game and everyone in the jury loves Matt. And so every vote that I got for myself, I was so, I won't say surprised, but like just grateful for, because I knew very easily it could have gone the other way. And so each one and you know, the whole thing was just such a blessing, such a great experience for me. And I'm just thankful to everyone, including the jury members, for making that decision.
Well, to be fair, I think you were a little more loved than you originally thought. Once again, you ended up winning the game. You were a terrific winner. And Nick and I, we love doing this interview with you, especially on short notice. So we thank you for your time, Jag. We really, really appreciate it. We wish you the best of luck in everything you have going on moving forward. Go hang out with your family. Go see your family. Spend time with them after one of the longest summers and falls in Big Brother history. And what we do, we always give our guests the last word. So if there's anything else you would like to share or promote, by all means, go ahead. Thank you again for your time, Jag.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And the one thing I would say is just love one another.
Perfect way to end it. Thank you so much. That's going to do it here for this episode of You Know I'm Right. For our very special guest, the winner of Big Brother, Jag Baines, my coach, Joe Calabrese. I'm Nick Durst, and this has been You Know I'm Right.